The US Justice Department has recovered the majority of a multi-million dollar ransom payout to hackers after a cyber attack that caused the operator of America's largest fuel pipeline to halt its operations last month. Matt Bevan has the backstory on this. Somewhat surprising, isn't it?
It's a really big surprise, actually, Hamish. Up until now, ransomware attacks really only went a couple of different ways, and neither of them was good for the company. If the ransomware got into the network of a company or organisation, either the hackers got paid or the computers got fried. That's the way ransomware works. It's an unbreakable encryption which locks up your entire computer network, and the only way to get rid of it is to pay. You pay in Bitcoin, generally, which everyone pretty much thought was untraceable. And then the hackers move on to their next target. That seemed to be what happened with Colonial Pipeline when they were attacked a few weeks ago. The computers got locked up, their operations shut down, half of the US East Coast fuel supply was stopped, there were queues outside petrol stations up and down the eastern seaboard, until Colonial paid just under $5 million US dollars in Bitcoin to the suspected Russian hacker group DarkSide and got themselves back up and running. US cybersecurity expert Sean Henry said companies had little choice but to pay up, even if governments encouraged them not to do so.
They'd rather deal with the government saying they did something wrong than deal with an organized crime group who has just ended the existence of their company.
He said that while governments usually could be relied upon to protect businesses in the real world, on the internet, businesses are on their own.
Companies have relied on the government to stop these attacks. Companies are responsible for protecting themselves against nation states, against organized crime groups, which is very different from what we see in the physical world.
Cybersecurity attacks, ransomware attacks specifically, have been increasing in frequency. They've been hitting small businesses and large ones. They hit a Tasmanian casino operator in April, and last week abattoirs across Australia were shut down after a cyber attack on the world's largest meat processing company, a ransomware attack on them. But today the US Department of Justice has announced that at least when it comes to the Colonial Pipeline attack, things didn't go the way they usually do.
The sophisticated use of technology to hold businesses and even whole cities hostage for profit is decidedly a 21st century challenge. But the old adage, follow the money, still applies. And that's exactly what we do.
This is Lisa Monaco, the US Deputy Attorney General. She formerly worked as Chief of Staff to FBI Director Robert Mueller, then Homeland Security Advisor to Barack Obama. This morning, she held a press conference to detail how the FBI and the Department of Justice responded to the ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline.
After Colonial Pipeline's quick notification to law enforcement and pursuant to a seizure warrant issued by the United States District Court for the Northern District of California earlier today, the Department of Justice has found and recaptured the majority of the ransom Colonial paid to the DarkSide network in the wake of last month's ransomware attack. DarkSide is a ransomware as a service network. That means developers who sell or lease ransomware to use in attacks in return for a fee or a share in the proceeds. Today, we turned the tables on DarkSide.
She said the seizure was the first operation conducted by a new ransomware task force set up by President Biden. She said the crucial factor that helped the FBI recover the funds was the cooperation of the company.
Look, the message we are sending today is that if you come forward and work with law enforcement, we may be able to take the type of action that we took today to deprive the criminal actors of what they're going after here, which is the proceeds of their criminal scheme. We cannot guarantee, and we may not be able to do this in every instance.
Deputy Director Paul Abbott explained that they were able to identify the Bitcoin wallet where the ransom was paid to and seize the Bitcoin back.
Based on our investigation into DarkSide and incredible work with other U.S. government partners, we identified a virtual currency wallet that the DarkSide actors used to collect a payment from a victim. Using law enforcement authorities, victim funds were seized from that wallet, preventing DarkSide actors from using them.
Now, they didn't get the whole ransom back. You're going to see reported today that they got $2.3 million in Bitcoin after paying $4.4 million in Bitcoin, but most of that is due to the drop in the value of Bitcoin in the last month. They actually got about 90% of the Bitcoins that were paid back. But this is not something that I was aware they could do. The whole point of using Bitcoin is that it's difficult to track and it's extremely an extremely easy way of laundering money. But CNN is reporting that potentially the affiliates who were working with the experienced hacker group DarkSide weren't that smart and may have made some mistakes that allowed this to happen. But it's a pretty extraordinary story and very rare, Hamish.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.